This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This letter goes to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Deborah Martin, please note the following medical letter, period. First name Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, last name Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. On July 1st, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, review of photographs of the damage, comma, and took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 60-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 235 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 17th, 2023, period. The patient was a driver, stopped at a stop sign, and she was rear-ended, period. She was driving a Hyundai SUV that was rear-ended by a semi-truck, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. No airbags deployed, period. The other vehicle was driving a Penske truck, period. Apparently, his brakes were not working, and he attempted to pump them to avoid a collision, but he was unable to do so, period. The patient was jerked, and her chest hit the steering wheel, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, bilateral shoulders, comma, headaches, comma, mid and low back pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having problems with pain in her neck, comma, bilateral shoulders, and worsening of her prior headaches, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain was treated with physical therapy, medication, and dry needling, period. It is described as an intermittent pain, period. It occurs approximately 4 hours per day, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is a tightness-type pain, period. The pain radiates to the shoulders and up to the head, period. It occasionally radiates down the left arm to the elbow, period. New paragraph. Her shoulder pain is bilateral with diminished range of motion, period. It was treated with physical therapy, medication, and dry needling, period. It is a constant throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up with headaches, period. She states that she has been having worse headaches and migraines since this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that night she was seen at Monroe Hospital emergency room. She had x-rays and exam, and she was treated and released, as well as referred to her family doctor, period. She did call her family doctor and was referred to physical therapy at Athletico several times. And during that physical therapy, they did do tri needling, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. This auto accident has interfered with her job duties, comma. housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, walking over a half mile, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include Norco in a higher dose than before the automobile accident, comma, Xanax, comma, blood pressure medicines, comma, omeprazole, comma, and arthritis medicine, period. The Norco was taken for arthritis, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, reflux, comma, arthritis, osteo in nature of the knees, comma, anxiety, comma, and rarely migraines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes a higher dose and more frequent Norco, comma, over-the-counter medicines, comma, exercises, comma, heat, comma, biofreeze, comma, and needling, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for a hysterectomy as well as nasal surgery, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never injured her shoulders in the past, period. The patient did have occasional regular headaches in the past, but never required any kind of significant treatment, period. The patient has not been in prior serious automobile accidents. However, she was rear-ended in the past, requiring no treatment or examination, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The week after the automobile accident, the patient fell in a parking lot at work, injuring her knee. They did x-rays of her knee, but it required no treatment other than over-the-counter medicine, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a medical assistant full-time, period. She is able to work, but she does work with pain, period. The patient missed time from work to go to physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. I did review photos of damage to her vehicle as well as the vehicle that struck hers as well, period. Emergency room report from Monroe Hospital Emergency Department, October 17th, 2023. History of illness is motor vehicle collision. Injured occurred 3 hours ago, period. The patient complains of moderate pain, period. The patient sustained a blow to the head and complains of neck pain, period. The patient has had chest pain and abdominal pain, period. She has had moderate mid-back pain, period. She has had joint pain, period. She was a driver and got rear-ended by another vehicle, period. She complains of neck pain, comma, chest pain, comma, right and left arm pain, comma, upper abdominal tenderness, comma, left knee pain, period. On physical examination, several abnormalities were noted, including diminished range of motion in the neck, pain in the neck upon movement, mild neck tenderness, period. Back tenderness, especially cervical spine tenderness, period. Mild tenderness of the thoracic spine, period. X-rays were done of the cervical spine, thoracic spine, and left knee area, period. They were essentially negative other than X-rays of the cervical spine show straightening of the lower cervical spine, period. Progress in procedures with course of care states patient's symptoms appear to be most consistent with acute musculoskeletal pain, period. I independently reviewed her cervical spine, comma, thoracic spine, and left knee x-rays, all of which are unremarkable, period. Disposition, discharge to home in good condition. Clinical impression, 1, acute neck pain associated with cervical strain. 2, motor vehicle traffic collision involving a vehicle and another vehicle, period. Instructions given, prescriptions for Naprosyn and Robaxin, period. End of report. primary care outpatient progress notes, May 21st, 2024. History, patient states last week she stepped off the curb wrong and felt something in her left knee separate, period. She injured her neck in last October in a car accident, period. She just completed physical therapy for the neck and is still having pain, period. She states the pain is on both sides of her neck and radiates down her arms, period. She would like to get an MRI of her neck as well, period. On physical examination, pain with left/right rotation of cervical spine, period. Assessment diagnoses also include cervical algia, period. States she had already completed physical therapy, period. End of report. Athletical physical therapy, initial evaluation. Patient presents today with signs and symptoms consistent with cervical and thoracic pain, period. Patient is a good candidate for skilled therapy in order to modulate pain, period. Plan will be progressed at future visits with the addition of future pain modulation and postural correction, period. End of report. Athletical physical therapy discharge note, May 17th, 2024. Subjective, patient reports physical therapy is feeling, patient reports physical therapy feeling well today, period. She states she is ready and agreeable to discharge, period. Objective, patient shows improvement in cervical range of motion since last visit, period. End of report. Review of several athletical physical therapy notes reveal that she did have several episodes of dry needling, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for what she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 17th, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, bilateral shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number three, cephalgia and migraines more frequent and severe since this automobile accident, period. The above three diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of October 17, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, I am confident in stating that there is a permanent injury to the cervical area, comma, bilateral shoulder region, comma, and she has more frequent migraines and cephalgia, all as a direct result of the automobile accident of October 17th, 2023, period. By permanent injury, I am meaning that the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in her cervical and bilateral shoulder regions for the remainder of her life, period. She will have continuing headaches as well, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and bilateral shoulder regions as a result of the automobile accident of October 17, 2023, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient had discussions with physical therapy, and they did advise occasional dry needling down the road, period. Cost of each session is approximately $45, and she is presently getting these every 2 to 3 months, period. I anticipate she will need these for at least the next 4 to 5 years, period. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life period. Sub-injections in the cervical area should be considered at a cost of $3,500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. It is possible that the patient will need more diagnostic workups, especially in the bilateral shoulder regions and perhaps the cervical region at a later date, period. Results of these studies could lead to further intervention, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, reviewed photos of damage, comma, and took the history directly from the patient, period. I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. An oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.